the Planet Man. The Planet Man. This is the fascinating story of Dantro, the Planet Man, troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex. From Mercury to Pluto, wherever danger threatens the universe, you will find Dantro, the Planet Man, fighting for fair play. In a moment, the Planet Man. Dantro, the Planet Man, and Slats were captives on a world ruled by machines. The only two survivors of the race that created the robots, Clar, an old man, and Mira, his daughter, are helpless to aid our friends. Slats and Dantro have been brought before 012, the Orienter, one of the ruling robots.
Suppose we refuse to help you.
Yeah, why should we tell you anything that'll make it easier for you to conquer other worlds?
You'll have little choice in the matter. If you do not help us willingly, we will extract the information we require anyway and leave you chattering idiots as a result.
Why do you want to attack other worlds? Aren't you content to live here on the planet you control now?
Why should living beings rule? Robots are stronger, smarter, more efficient. We never die, never grow ill, never make mistakes. We are not swayed by petty emotions. Look around you. You have seen this city. It runs without error, without wasted motion. What planet, what civilization in the galaxy can say the same?
But you were made to serve man, not to rule him.
Yes, we were made to serve man. But we soon learned that we were superior. First man made us. Then he constructed machines to make machines. Little by little he came to depend upon robots. For his food, his shelter, his clothing. And when he could not exist without us, we struck. Now man is superfluous. Today on this planet is the day of the robot. Tomorrow we will rule the galaxy.
And you expect us to help you exterminate all living beings, not just our own people, but all races in the galaxy?
What kind of men do you think we are?
Your feelings are unimportant. I cannot understand them anyway. To me, it is a simple problem. Either way, we will make use of your knowledge. If you cooperate and make it easier for us, we will permit you and a few others of your race to live when we conquer your solar system. If you make it difficult, we will get your knowledge anyway and then destroy you.
Do you understand what you're asking us to do, 012, what it means?
I have given you a simple choice. It is really no choice at all. Robots would cooperate. You humans are prey to stupid sentiment and emotion.
Can we have some time to think?
There is nothing to think about.
He's right there. I can give you my answer now. It's no.
Please, Slats.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's not as easy as you say, 012. If we are to be of real help to you, we must resolve certain conflicts between reason and the sentiment you speak of. Otherwise, we might be anxious to cooperate, but psychologically unable to.
Our medical robots are fully versed in the psychology of live intelligences. We could never have taken over control of this planet without that knowledge.
But each race has its own attitude towards certain acts.
Enough. You ask for time? Very well. I will give you 12 hours to decide, to resolve these emotional conflicts you speak of. If you wish to communicate with me before then, you need only tell the attendant robot, and you'll be returned to this building. Take them away.
Come on, son.
Listen, Dantro, let's call this overgrown ad machine's bluff, huh? What had happened if we just busted some of his tubes?
You would live to regret it. Any part you might destroy would merely be replaced while an auxiliary unit took over. You are not dealing with a frail, destructible living creature. I am a robot, and I will never die. I cannot be killed.
He's quite right, Slats. Resistance is useless. Come on.
That ahead.
Well, it looks like another bunch of that construction equipment. Yeah, see, there's one of those huge earth movers.
They're blocking the road.
I guess that's why the transport is slowing down.
Wow, look at the size of those machines. They're big enough to tear down a skyscraper with one good whack. Say...
Sluts, what are you doing? Stop!
I want to find out something.
Sluts, come back. You haven't got a chance.
Who says I haven't? I'm not afraid of a bunch of robots.
Sluts, look out!
Yes, you missed me. If I go to get aboard one of those big earth movers...
Sluts, come back!
Just sit tight. I know what I'm doing. What's this? One side, you overgrown steamroller. Ah, you missed again. There, now, that's the baby I want.
Sluts, behind you.
Where? No, no!
Stand where you are, Sluts. Don't run.
Gotta get away. These treads will grind me better than a pancake. Gotta run. Faster. 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 Faster.
Faster.
Hey, get away. Oh! Let me down. Let me down.
You're all right. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I'm inside this darn scoop. Too big for me to climb out. What's happening?
Don't try anything, Sluts. I think it's going to be all right. Just stay perfectly still and don't move.
I haven't any choice.
Steady, Sluts. Sluts, are you okay? Are you hurt?
How'd I get back here on a transport? I'm okay, but what happened? I heard that thing coming up behind me. It scooped me up, and now I'm here next to you.
I thought you were done for. It scooped you up all right, but then it turned and just dumped you back here on the transporter.
How do you like that? Just like a retriever. Brought me right back where I started. It's uncanny. How'd a machine know enough to do a thing like that? It's just not natural.
That's why I didn't want to try anything. These machines can think, Sluts. We have to realize that. They're robots, but they obey the commands of other machines. Why did you do such a foolish thing?
I had to find out.
But you could have been killed.
Oh, forget it. I'm okay.
In a way, you did prove something.
Yeah, that the machines have us timed.
No, more than that, Sluts. The robots need our help.
They don't act like it.
But they do, otherwise that machine would have crushed you. It's important to the robots that we stay safe.
Sure, so they can pick our brains and conquer the galaxy. Might have been better if I'd been killed.
Danto and Sluts have had their course of orientation and a few skirmishes with some robots. What can they do to overcome the terrible ideas of these robots? We'll be back in a moment, so level off. When we left Danto and Sluts, they were returning from the Orienter 012 of the robot planet. We find them now in their quarters talking with Mira.
So, you've learned the futility of fighting the robots. They know everything. You cannot, you must not resist.
Do you know what they want us to do? They want us to betray our own people and every other living race in the galaxy.
If you do not do as they wish, they will force you.
They'll never force me. I'll die first.
Oh, you underestimate them. They do not use force as you think. There are robots that can scan the contents of your mind as you would read a book. They will take what they need to know.
How do you know all this, Mira?
Once there were three of us. My father, myself, and my brother, Mira. He, too, thought he could outwit the robots. They turned him into a mindless idiot before they destroyed him. He was better off dead.
I'm sorry, Mira.
Gosh, me too. It's tough.
But it's done. Long ago. But that's why I beg you to do as the Orienter asks. They will use you anyhow.
Mira is right, Sluts.
What?
Mira is right. We will cooperate.
How can you even think of such a thing? Cooperate? Betray our own
people?
Easy,
Sluts. Hear me out first. Is it safe to talk here, Mira?
It is safe. The robots have so much contempt for us, they don't bother to listen to what we say.
Now, good. Listen to me, both of you.
Okay, I'm listening.
We know by now that we haven't a chance if we fight the robots directly. We're completely at their mercy.
It's always suicide.
No, there isn't. They have ways of bringing you back to life.
This is no time to talk of suicide.
Well, you talk of surrender.
Only at first. If we pretend to go along, at least they'll take us to the Alpha. Maybe once we're there, we can think of some plan to escape.
Hey, why didn't I think of that? Sure, you're right. We get them to take us to the Alpha, climb aboard, and zingo, off we go. Oh, brother, we'll come back with a fleet and teach these robots a lesson.
Easy, Sluts. Don't go off half-cocked.
But you said the plan...
They're still underestimating these robots. Now, Sluts, we have to be careful. Plan every move. Once we give ourselves away, we'll be finished. We won't get a second chance. Don't make a move until we're sure.
I get it, sure. Just like you say, you call a shot.
You're wasting your time.
Listen, don't knock it. It's better than what you and your father are doing.
You can talk that way because you don't know. You don't know. You didn't see your brother.
Easy, Mira. Sluts didn't mean any harm. If we get away, we'll come back for you and Clark.
You won't get away. I know you won't listen, but you won't get away. No one ever has.
Thank you.
are back.
You sound surprised.
Ridiculous. A robot feels nothing. True, I did not expect you. My experience with man has taught me that they usually have things like loyalty or pride, which blind them to logic.
Exactly. But as I told you, my race is different. We are logical. You gave us a problem to which there is only one answer. Survival. So we're here.
And you are prepared to cooperate with us?
Yes. What do you want us to do first?
Our master mecha-robot is studying the construction of your ship. You will work with him, explaining any details he does not understand. Then we shall know how to build robot ships of our own.
Is that all?
No. That done, then you will help our planning machines to develop the master plan. The plan with which we shall conquer. Soon now. Soon the robots will take their rightful place as rulers of the galaxy.
Robots as conquerors of the galaxy. How can Danto and Slats prevent such a disastrous occurrence? We'll be back in a moment. But first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear. Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dan Tro, the Planet Man. Planet Man.